Welcome to Medicine Trails, A Life in Many Worlds, a lively account of Mavis McCovey, a Kodiak medicine woman. Our excerpts are read by her niece, Florine McCovey. This episode is titled, The Other Side.
The Other Side. Once when I was a little girl, I dropped the little tin bucket that we packed the eggs in and broke the eggs that I had gathered from the hen house. Grandpa got after me for breaking the eggs and told me I should be more careful. My mentor, Daisy, made me two egg baskets, all woven and rounded, small around the top and big at the bottom. One basket was small and one was big, and I would choose which basket to carry, depending on how many eggs there were that day. She made me the basket so that I could pack the eggs and they wouldn't break if I stumbled. She did that so I wouldn't get upset, because as the Fate to Winans woman, I was supposed to make the world, this little world that we live in, here on the Klamath River, a happy place. Everything has to be good and happy when we are renewing the world with the Pikiawash ceremony. I don't care what happened to me, they'd make it okay. Daisy Jones and my Aunt Caroline protected me in this spiritual way, and there may have been other medicine women looking out for me too. More than likely there were. In the Karuk society, women never train men. Men train men. And before the present times, men never trained women. I had these women training me. No Fate to Winan came in and said anything to me. The women trained me in what I needed to do, and the men trained the men in what they needed to do. When I was a child, something would come at night and take me away. The child who gets picked up and taken to the other reality does not see anyone, but the brother or sister in the same bedroom who sees it happen will say that they saw an old woman or an old man pick up and take the child. Those who get picked up refer to it as a spirit or power. Since I was an only child, I had no brothers or sisters to say that they had seen something take me away. One medicine man always called it the old man. Another would say it's not an old man. I think it shows itself as an old man so it doesn't scare you. The feeling was like nothing you can imagine. I have no description of it. The closest adjective I can come to is awesome. I had no feeling of humanity being involved, but the sensation was awesome. I have no idea whether it took my body or just my spirit, and I've asked other medicine people, and they have no idea either. One of them had a little brother who slept in the room with him when he was picked up as a child. The little brother saw the figure who came for him as being an old man. But he would tell his little brother that it wasn't a man. It was a power. That was his description. A power. It was not human. It was a power. The only thing the little brother knew was that he was frightened by the old man who looked at him. It never gave me any sense of familiarity. Nothing was familiar about it. That's why I can't describe it other than to say it was awesome. The other child called it a power. It gave us no illusion that it was human. It threw up an illusion for the little brother so it would not scare him, but it scared him anyway. It didn't care if it scared me and the other child it was taking away, but it didn't scare us anyway, because we never saw anything. I think being picked up was part of the training. I think it was teaching us the trails. We would come back with no sense of having learned anything. You would just know that you'd been gone and came back, and whatever it was that was involved was not human. You might be gone for a half hour, 15 or 20 minutes. I would go up that medicine trail. If you take me out there right now and try to take a walk up that trail, the only thing I can do is take you to the crossroads where the trail begins. It's called the crossroads because it's where the powers can step into this world. It's called the crossroads because it's where the powers can step into this world. Later, when I was older, when I came back from the other side, I knew things that I had not known before. That went on for years. I have found that when you come back from being out into the other reality, you kind of have a malaise about you, and you're not quite your normal self. Sometimes it takes a few days to get back to being yourself. You're kind of hazy and not very clear. When I was a girl and later as a young woman, I didn't know what I was doing when I went into a trance. But after I was in my 40s, I realized I was changing into a spirit shape. When I was young and came out of a trance, I would be disoriented and kind of daydream afterward, so that the teachers would complain about my daydreaming. But the trances are very disorienting. For example, I might be gone from here for 5 hours, but it only feels like I was gone for about 15 minutes. My body is actually gone during this period. You won't come out and find my body lying in the field or flapping around in the wind. When I was younger, this force would come and pick me up and take me away. I call it a force because I don't know what else to call it. I never knew where I was taken. I just remember coming back, feeling the presence of the spirits and coming back. When the power picks you up, it usually comes at night, probably because you won't be missed at night. I don't know where it took me. I just remember coming back. When you come back, you're in an altered state of mind. And I was hell for knocking the lamp over getting back in bed. Grandpa didn't like me going outside in the middle of the night, so he fixed it by moving all the latches on the doors to where I couldn't reach them. Then I couldn't get out. I didn't realize that I was getting up and going outside. The first thing I knew was getting back into bed and knocking the lamp over because I was disoriented. He probably knew exactly what was taking me outside, but he never said anything at all, except that he didn't like me getting up and wandering around at night. And he never said anything about it, because if Grandpa said something, that's what we did. I don't know how many lamps I broke, because of when I'd come back in a sleepwalking state, I'd knock the lamp table over. The other gifted people that I have known all talked of the same force. Some of them see it as an old man. Some would see it as a light. I didn't see it, really. I felt it as a presence. I don't know what the difference is. I was going outside to get picked up. Then after Grandpa locked the door, the power came inside and picked me up from where I was. Before that, I would go outside. As a part of the training, Daisy told me to just talk to the Creator like I'm talking to another person. Just tell him what you're responding to, whatever you're dreaming about, whatever visions you see. If you're having problems, just ask him what it means. Whatever is bothering you or whatever you think, you can just talk to the Creator about it. Ask him, what do you want me to do with this? And then the Creator tells you what to do. The spirits don't answer my prayers like the Creator does. The spirits come to you with messages, whether you want them to or not. There are two kinds of prayers. Ceremonial leaders pray structured prayers during the ceremonies. These are the ritual prayers where certain words are said each time. And there are personal prayers where the person just raises up their hands and talks to the Creator about what is on their mind. The medicine is saying prayers and having prayerful thoughts.
Listen again to Medicine Trails. Our next excerpt is called Being Sealed. Medicine Trails, A Life in Many Worlds, The Stories of Mavis McCovey, was produced by KIDE-FM for National Native American Heritage Month with the permission of Mavis McCovey, John Sotler, and Heyday Books, Berkeley, California. Our music melody by Dr. Kashan Lura Cooper.